And welcome to our integration session for the governing vessel meridian. As we get going into today's session, I'm going to start off with an exercise that I've not used before in Buddhas and Butterflies. And what this looks like is it's also going to be helpful to tie in some of the work that we did from a couple days ago, as well as our overall theme of sessions so far. And the exercise is one of intentional exploration of movement at a slower pace than you might normally use. So what we're going to do is I'm going to put on a song that, let me just find it. It's called Original Sin, which is an interesting name. It's by Sophie Tucker, and the album itself is Original Sin. And it's only 2 minutes and 52 seconds, so just shy of 3 minutes. And while I play the song, I'm going to invite you to move slowly. So, what is it to allow your nervous system to find another rhythm or a tempo in its movement? So, if you like, you can even imagine you can do any movement you want to. But if you're going, what do I do here? You can always just imagine that you're doing some movement that you might do ritualistically, regularly, like getting out of bed in the morning or pouring yourself a cup of coffee. Or taking your dogs for a walk, or whatever it is that you do as sort of a routine thing. And as you do that, you might get new information show up in your nervous system about what it is you'd like to address for today. Okay? So as we get going, you're gonna hear the music. I'll invite you to stand up if that's available for you. And if not, you can by all means explore this from really any posture. And seated, laying down could even work too. If you have it available, I'm going to invite you to stand on up with me. Okay, and
So I think you've got something wrong with you. Something's not right with me, too. It's not right with me. But the state that you're in is innocent. I just can't believe in what the fuck's original sin anyway. So I think you've
Inviting
got
in
something wrong
slow
with
movement.
you. Something's not right with me, too. It's not right with
Might feel a
me.
little weird at
But the
first.
state that
Just
you're
see what comes
in
up for you.
is innocent. I just can't.
Thank you all. Thank you for taking a few minutes to change pace, to change gears. And from this place, as we settle in for today, if there's anything else coming up, you're welcome to share it in that chat feature. And also, I forgot that there were swear words in that one, so I didn't give you an alert, a heads up. But at this point, you're probably used to hearing that out of my mouth, so. All right, day. As you settle in, I'm going to invite you to find that quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. Perhaps beginning here by means of breathing. Each inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant or even neutral, taking a moment to savor that, to drink that in. And on that note, I'm going to invite you, if it's available, to scan internally, and if it's not, looking outwardly, to let your gaze land on anything that's pleasant, or at the very least, neutral. That might be an area of your body. Could be a memory, a time in which you felt most like you. Might be something else. And whatever you land on, invitation to take a moment to notice what it is you like in particular about this thing today in this moment. And as you savor that, noticing the impact, how does that land for you? What comes up as you take that in? And as you drink that in, you can drink in that impact if any part of that is pleasant or even neutral. Thank you for being here, and thank you for calling this medicine in. And the biggest of thank yous to those that have come before you, that have created this existence of you, your families, your ancestors, your lineages. And the deepest, deepest of all the thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded the land, this earth, that's made it possible for us to be here. Thank you for its nourishment. An invitation to scan one more time how the body mind feels. If there's anything else calling to you, feel free to let me know. And as we start off today's session, We're working with lymphatic circulation that clears out our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. We're doing it for all three brains and the nervous system as a whole. And as we essentially do a bit of a spring clean for everything, nervous system and orientation. Also running hydration hot on the heels of it to help those areas take in water, joy, and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. And with that underway, unhooking a bundle of belief systems that aren't yours, never were, and they're hanging out in that thymus gland just above the heart that works with all the ways that we've stayed safe, we've organized, how it is we've protected ourselves, along with all things to do with early childhood. And interestingly enough, your immune system, acceptance, rejection. And here we're working with a set of belief systems that were mostly developed in the later stages of early childhood, so like ages 4, 5, 6. So, in particular, as it relates to how it is you're exploring your more social world. So, around those ages, we're just starting to do things like go to school, make friends, maybe daycare or play school. And here, there's this theme of belief systems about not sure if you like quite fit in or you belong here. And it might have even gone so far as to feel at times like you were isolated or bullied. And as we work with this energy, we're going to bring in hydration through to the thymus glands, helping it to take in water, joy, and release any impurities. And then I'm hearing a little bit of core reveal and release material, which is informed heavily by the Sedona method. And here we're working with a series of questions. And the first question is, could you just welcome this energy to be here? Could you just simply allow this just to be here? And just for now, just for this moment, could you let it go? Just could you? And would you let this go as best as you can? Just for now, would you let this go? When would you be willing to do that? When would you be willing to let that go? And we'll go through that just one more time. Welcoming anything that remains around that theme of not belonging, not fitting in, maybe even being bullied. And as you welcome that energy in, taking a moment to just notice what's here for you. And remembering that you're here, that information gets to be as far away from you as feels safe. So if it's easier to do this by taking a bit of a distance between you and it, feel free to do so. And you still get to welcome it. It gets to be as close or as far to you as you welcome it. And just for now, could you let that go? And as best as you can, would you let that go? When would you be willing to do that? And then we're going to do just that first part, so it's actually meant to be a standalone, just welcoming anything that remains and allowing it to be here. And this might sound a bit counterintuitive. I'm going to tie this into something that's a little bit different. This isn't core reveal and release. This comes from, it's a somatic experiencing practitioner who works with and wrote a book called Embodying Emotions. It's going to sound a bit counterintuitive at first. If you're willing to try it on, I'm going to invite you to take whatever remains around this theme, and instead of having it just right here, allowing it to disperse throughout the system, allowing it to go into the entire body. And as it goes that direction, as it does so, just noticing what happens for you as you allow that to release throughout the entire body mind. And as you keep your eye on that, I'm going to offer this information with body talk. We're heading actually to the blood, to the circulation of blood itself. And we're working with how it's circulating, particularly within areas. So that means we're referring to the very teeny tiny blood vessels known as capillaries that are often found in small spaces like your fingertips, your toe tips, your nose tip, and anywhere else like that. And these little teeny tiny arteries and teeny tiny veins, when they hang out together in those capillaries, form this thing called a capillary bed. And as we work with this bed of capillaries, imagine that it's circulating that passion, but it's having a bit of a hard time allowing for that circulation to easily flow through the intersection of where those arteries join those veins. So, where the capillaries that come from arteries join the capillaries that are eventually going to go into the veins. And in that sort of point of connection, there's this despair, almost hopeless energy, almost feeling like defeated. It's, if I could put words to it in a sentence or a phrase, it would be, why bother? Why bother? And then we're going to link that into the lungs as they support not just the capacity of new beginnings, but also the capacity to grieve the old. And I see that as allowing the lungs to help with the dispersion, as grief energy does, of that tension of why bother? Why bother? And as we worked with a couple of days ago, there was some anger, apathy, and that why bother seems to be just a little bit of like residue from that. So as that unwinds in this way, I actually see the subclavian muscles, those teeny tiny muscles on either side of the chest that are just below the clavicles that help us to make snow angels light up. And they also have a little bit of despair on the left side and hopelessness on the right side. And they look kind of soggy, like we could wring out a tea towel full of excess emotions. And we're not going to do that. Unless I call to you, go for it. But what we are going to do is actually just gently unwind the connective tissue. And as we unwind that connective tissue, we're going to circulate now all the healing resources, including that healthy blood without the why bother there, and the nerve that is meant to communicate in general. Also, the limb that works with that low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with removal of toxins, gunk, waste, chi or vitality. Consciousness or awareness, right down into the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help us to heal, in particular, the nervous and the immune systems, but really everywhere. And I hear also balancing the yin nourishment and the yang protection activity and finding that healthy balance. And I see this in essence as helping the nourishment to support your capacity to provide. And then on the other side of that, reaping the benefits of what you're providing for others so you can in turn receive that as nourishment and finding that healthy flow here. Also bringing in hydration to supporting the capacity to take in water, joy, and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. And as we do that in parallel at the same time as I actually see the embryo stage of life. So we're heading into week number three, and on the left side, I'm seeing a fair amount of tension in the feminine side. Okay. And there's actually a series of past life energies hanging out here. All right, and on this left side, keeping in mind that past lives are pretty different in body talk. We don't think that you personally have lived before or that you go on to live again. Rather that when someone comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water. They sort that out in their lifetime. And then when people pass on, any unresolved issues enter that pool. So it becomes kind of a balancing of an equation, so to speak. Not to take the poetry out of it. That sounded a little bit mathematical. It might be. And as we work with this series of past life energies, they're all tied into this one theme. And the theme is, oh no, not this again. Oh no, not this again. And there's this anticipation as being born as a female, but a female that's particularly interested in healing, in health, and potentially even has that capacity, as we all naturally do, but perhaps more forefront of intuition, subtle sensory information. And the past lives are very much tied into that theme. So I'm seeing four, maybe five here. So the first one is of being burned at the stake. There's a second one here of being stoned and stoned to death. And the stones all hit on the feminine side, on the left side of the body and the right side of the head. There's a third one here of being burned alive. And again, most of the injuries are on the left side of the body. And all of these were in response to, again, having talents or skills or abilities in health and healing that were misunderstood and that you were not just tortured for, but killed for. And this fourth one is actually a being tortured, killed by your romantic partner that was involved with you. And it wasn't slow, or pardon me, it wasn't fast and it wasn't easy. It was actually quite like blunt force trauma through to, again, left body, right head. And this is why I was like kind of four, kind of five. The fifth one is similar in nature. It was also blunt force trauma with using a stone specifically to the third eye region. Okay. And this little embryo was picking up on that. And there was the expectation, the anticipation of this energy having to continue to unfold like that. So, if we can go back to that 3 week stage of life, running the permissions here, this gets to be different now. This gets to be different now. That part's done. That's ended. It gets to be different now. And interestingly enough, a second permissions, and the words here are, I respect you. I respect you. And the word respect is often one that's geared sometimes more towards the yang, the masculine. However, it's also the energy of the heart. The heart is both yin and yang, feminine and masculine. And as the respect for the cells that eventually form the heart come alive, just prior to that 3 week period. And we can begin to set a different tone here. Running one more permissions. Your gifts are welcome here. Your gifts are welcome here. Just like you are welcome here, your gifts are welcome here. And then I see the lungs and the heart take a big sigh. Like, oh, okay, it gets to be a little different this time. Maybe even a lot different this time. And I see that 3-week-old just starting to open up to new possibilities. And there is a considerable amount of connective tissue unwinding. In that stage, it was very small. But when you're an adult, it's the area just to the left of the midline of the body. And then as soon as it gets up to the head, just to the right of the midline. And as we unwind that, we're working now with the opposite of that, the masculine side. So just to the left of the head and just to the right of the body, again, all around that midline, but just to either side of it. And on the masculine side, I just hear the words, I'm here to protect you. So that natural, healthy role of protection as we bring the frequency of that in and bring it alive. I'm here to protect you. Releasing a little bit of worry energy just from the left side of that forehead. And there's also fear and anger. Actually, quite a lot going over there. Worry, fear, anger. And it's not altogether bad. It's actually just the masculine having a bit of like a consciousness around, a conscience, pardon me, around what it means to protect the feminine and having some worries, some fears about that, and even some anger that it isn't just like naturally the way of the world right now. And as we, or perhaps back then, however many generations ago, and this may have been an ongoing theme through the family lines, not just right now. And as that energy releases some of that worry, that fear, that anger, supporting that conscience and having a way to do this without having to be perfect at it, without having to beat itself up, without having to be criticized for doing it. And as we release all of those energies, in essence, the energy of shame through here, I see this new dance come alive between the two halves of the brain as it comes into union. And we're linking that all into one of the midline structures of the brain, the subtle region, which is our center for bliss, for well-being, also orgasm. In men, it's got one nucleus, in women, it's got four. Women have four times the brain power to orgasm than men do. And I won't spend time on this, but if you want resources on healthy orgasms, OMG Yes is a really great place to check out more. As well as is Betty Dodson, anything by Betty Dodd, Dodson, Dodson. I think I mentioned them a few times, but I can't remember how long ago it's been since I've mentioned those resources. So as we work with the subtle region, connecting it into the hearts, and we're bringing in here the consciousness of what it means to have a quote-unquote orgasmic life. So, it might be tied into actually an orgasm, but more so what it means to have that ecstasy in interactions with the mundane, the simple things of doing dishes, going for a walk, taking in the sunsets. Can we find equal sensual enjoyment in all those things? And as there's this call to, in a way, restore the essence of sensuality. It's linking almost like this golden honey nectar is dripping down now into the digestive system. And what if your processing, your integrating, could also have that flavor of being almost ecstatic or orgasmic in a way? What if you're hardwired to experience that alongside of everything else? Hardwired to take in the beauty, the ease, the joy, the orgasm of life, the ecstasy of life. And as we support the digestive system, in particular the gut brain or the enteric nervous system, and being able to take that up, it's got this essence of, I better hang on to that then. If it's good, I better hang on for all I'm worth. Better stop all my other activities. Don't want to digest this too fast. We don't know when something else is coming down the when something else is coming that might be good. So here, running hydration. And as we run it, we're actually going to keep it running for the next 24 hours. And as it runs through the next day or so, through the digestive system tract, helping to slowly infuse it drop by drop, with again restoring that capacity to enjoy the process, to slow it down a little bit more so it can actually take in the good here. I don't know about you, but when I'm really hurrying and moving quickly, I don't always have a chance to enjoy it as much. Sometimes I can find it there, but not as routinely. So sometimes slowing our pace down can help a little bit. Yeah. And especially right now, as I forget how long ago the new moon was, but it wasn't that long ago, as we're taking in the newness as well in multiple ways in our world right now. And as we offer this to the digestive system, I actually see it very tentatively trying it on and moving in that direction. And we're going to support that just a little bit further with a permission statement. It's safe to slow down and enjoy life. It's safe to slow down and enjoy life. And I actually see this theme of farmers hoeing like land, and they're like planting seeds and cultivating this. So imagine that you can even just like plant this seed in the digestive system, and as it continues to get watered over the next 24 hours with hydration, let's see what blossoms and comes to life there. And apparently, we're going to really max out this metaphor because I'm linking it into the wood element next, which works with birth and growth. So, what's being born, what's being grown, that you can perhaps slowly take in. And then we're linking that new juiciness into the lungs so you can savor that new beginning. So, this gets to be something that you can actually take in a little bit differently, perhaps, than you ever have before. And this is all defined by the consciousness of abundance. Can be challenging to take in abundance or value of ourselves or any of the other sort of metaphors that abundance can go into around money if we're moving really quickly. And as we work with this, we're actually going to, as much as you're open to it, unhooking you from that sort of hustle culture that says, gotta do more, gotta work harder, gotta go faster. You're not a quitter, are you? I get up at 4 a.m., why don't you? That messaging. And as we give yourself just a little bit of space from that hustle culture, as I'll call it, I see this weight come off of, again, both lungs. It's just a little bit easier to breathe. There's more room, there's more space to take in life and to digest life now. It's all defined by the consciousness of restoration. And simplicity. And then we're linking that into the governing vessel meridian. I was getting curious if it was going to show up today. And here we're working with the masculine essence, which is very single focused, which allows men to often have better access to taking in the simplicity of life. And as we work with that, by contrast, women, the estrogen-laden brain, as I may refer to it, refers more to the capacity to have multiple things happening simultaneously and be okay with it. So it can attend to multiple things, as seemingly so. I know the science can debate this 25 ways of Tuesday around can we actually multitask or not. The feminine is able to, feed the baby while making supper and handling a phone call. Whereas the masculine energy may shut down a little bit if it was trying to do three things at once. It may be really, really taxing. And for the feminine, it might be a little bit easier to go there. So as we work this time with the governing vessel simplicity and restoring that access, because it's actually healthy to have both present. We all need both present, as we're all roughly 50-50 yin-yang, 50-50 feminine masculine. We're going to do an emotional release from here. And it's actually of jealousy. Interesting. Potentially having jealousy over men's capacity to slow down, to engage in the simplicity of life, to do one thing at a time until it's done. And perhaps even jealousy of something else as relates to the masculine. I often say it as a joke, but anytime I'm, lifting things or doing something heavy and even though I've been like maybe working out a lot and moving in that direction, and then I see, this guy that just started working out alongside of me and he's killing it. And I'm like, damn, that's a lot of testosterone. And I even have been known to say to my more intimate partners, fuck you and your testosterone. Like, not playfully, enviously, out of a little bit of jealousy. It's like, oh, what would it be to just like easily be able to just like do that thing? That's amazing. You guys are so cool and powerful. Wow. So there's actually within that jealousy a lot of hidden appreciation. And I'm wondering if that might be playing out for you in your body mind, if there's jealousy around any of those pieces. It might actually underneath that all be hidden disguised as like a, oh, that's really cool. Yeah. And as we work with transforming jealousy to appreciation within the governing vessel meridian, it actually begins to skew how it is we overall relate to all things masculine, whether that be the yang organs inside of you. Whether that's the capacity to take action, produce results, make things happen, whether that's the capacity to provide, protect, procreate in any way, any of the sort of flavors and shades that gets to play out. As you cultivate appreciation of that within yourself internally, it may even spill out externally. It's possible. As we, ooh, knocking over things, as we work with that, unhooking the consciousness of mistreating yourself, of mistreating yourself, of beating yourself up. And as we release that all, I also see it as taking out a series of like little seeds that have been planted. Interesting. Around making things extra like hard or dramatic or challenging. And it's linking into the cingulate gyrus, which you may have heard me refer to before. It's a part of our limbic emotional brain. Now it's also known as the drama queen of the brain. So I can take in anything and whoosh, make it really, really big. And as we work with that pattern, excuse me, and release that series of seeds of drama, if I may call them such, from that pattern of mistreating yourself. There may even be a recognition that, ah, shit, this is where it's been coming from, in here. Not so much out there, but in here. Yeah, which doesn't mean anybody is to blame, it just isn't noticing, it's information. And as we work with that, running a cellular repair on this pattern of mistreatment, restoring these cells back to their fullest potential of health. And as we work with this, tapping this part out here, invitation to breathe, receive, and perhaps noticing how it is the body mind wishes to breathe. Giving that just one more really focused breath, however the body mind wishes to breathe. And then we're heading now into the relationship between the navel, which is right on the feminine conception vessel meridian, to the entire governing vessel meridian. That navel bringing in the qualities of connection and centeredness into the governing vessel meridian. I see it as almost like a series of chains and linking up with each other, and in a really good way, bringing into connection all the way up the spine. And as it forms those links all the way up the spine, interesting that it was the image of chain as we link it into the metal elements, as the governing vessel meridian comes into formation. It actually supports a little bit of dispersion of grief. It also is going to work with the metal element's capacity to respond in a way that's almost instinctual or intuitive at times. As we restore this back to its fullest natural essence, I see the governing vessel meridian almost transform into like a warrior, like a really tall, proud warrior. And as we restore healthy masculine energy, I see the feminine become alive. Like, oh, this is safe to be here now. Through not just that conception vessel meridian, but in general, the essence of all things feminine, all things nourishing. And as that comes alive, it drops away the fear of being punished. The fear of being retaliated against, and the fear of being tortured yet again for being in the feminine form, for being a female. And for the men on the call, this is more punishment around your sensual nature of being beat up for being a man. And many of us may relate to both of those aspects, as your inner warrior may have felt also quite beat up. And as we restore these essences, I see both the feminine and the masculine take a slow, deep breath, and they are both giving themselves permission to slow down just a little bit more to see what's possible in this new form of connection, of unity. And I'm sinking into the compassion centers. This is not a body talk thing. It's from another modality, from breath work. And the compassion centers, interestingly enough, overlap heavily with our switching reflex points, with our kidney 27 points. And as we work with these areas, running the permissions, and this is actually, it's not sexual at all in nature, although it might sound like that. It's safe to turn on again. And it's referencing, as it links into the nervous system's capacity to come alive, to feel again. As I mentioned, I think it was in the Transform Emotions series, this isn't about feeling better, it's about getting better at feeling. Which, interestingly enough, dovetails often into also the capacity to feel better. So, as we restore this all in these ways, in parallel, alongside of that all, I see the energy of the planet Sun coming into the solar plexus chakra, and the Sun carrying the support of expression of your fullest potential as an individual. The solar plexus working with your capacity to manifest, to step into confidence, to step into empowerment, as well as to digest, to metabolize, to alchemize anything that's in the way of that. And with that, I see a little bit of insecurity, a little bit of uncertainty. Apologies for that use of the word. I know it's been well overused lately. Along with unworthiness, along with I don't belong here, along with uselessness, perfectionism, and essentially that voice of the inner critic, if I can sum this all up.
Okay.
Now that's linking all into the Wei Qi, which is in a way our energetic boundary system. Helps to protect as well as communicate as well as synthesize. And it's working on multiple frequencies. In body talk, we talk about four of them. There's a lot more than that out there. And basically, everything that you encounter in life, your Wei Qi is a frequency to support protection, communication, synthesis, in essence, forming a boundary. And to support that, right now, what's happening is looks like the heart is taking everything to heart, and then the Wei Qi is like, ah, I can't compete against that. Because the heart's energy field is huge, it's 60 to 100 times bigger than anything else. So the heart's sort of getting in the way of the Wei Qi being able to do its job with its sensitivity. So to support that, we're actually going to bring in the small intestine energy, which works with intellect, discernment, awareness, and it brings in sort of the coolness. It helps to cool things down around that heat of taking everything to heart. So it's almost like a really healthy energy cloud around the heart, as it helps to keep things just right, from not getting too hot, from not getting burnt out, from not overdoing things. And as the intellect, in a healthy way, as it's meant to, cools that down, the heart begins to settle down, and the Wei Qi begins to expand even more now, forming again healthy boundaries. That go both ways, both ways. So that also means being sensitive to other people's boundaries without having to intrude on them or save them or smother them or the nicer words that we use are, I just want to help. Yeah. And as we work with that all, restoring that Wei Qi back to its fullest power possible. Imagine that we can give the Wei Qi its own little mini body talk session. And we're going to run all 17 reciprocals, which helps to align, not just physically, although it sure looks that way at times, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And that's linking right into the prefrontal cortex, our center for empathy, for compassion, for connection to your higher self, the true self, whatever the words are for that. And as we work with that, running hydration through the prefrontal cortex to be able to take that essence in through that lens of joy. Beautiful. And then I just see that almost like a star in the middle of your forehead, forming not quite a boundary, but almost like a light that supports the Wei Qi boundary. It becomes almost like a beacon, so it can actually sort of see things that might not be as readily available for anything else to take in. Almost like it's the very top lights of a lighthouse. It can actually see really far out. And this is working somewhat with the brow chakra, but this is more working with, again, that connection to the higher self, whatever your words for that may be. That which is eternal or potentially something different, whatever the languaging may be. Acting like, again, a lighthouse beacon to be able to see ahead, to have foresight, to be able to, quote unquote, weather the stormy times of life with greater steadfast knowledge of compassion, of empathy, maybe even joy. Maybe even joy gets to be here. It's your birthright. It's allowed. And then we're linking that all now through to that area where the skull joins the spine, in the very center where governing vessel 16 hangs out. And when this point is off, we can end up with a bunch of things, including tight chests. It can be hard to breathe with those lungs. Might end up with headaches, bleeding noses. And as we integrate this all through this point, linking it down all the way to the beginning, governing vessel one, and then down to the feet through kidney one, and then down into the earth as it connects that point down to the source of Mama Earth energy of nourishment in this way. And as it releases any sort of inflammation, free radicals, excess, anything that doesn't need to be here, it also gets to receive the earth frequency more clearly. The Schumann frequency, the Schumann resonance gets to be here, which is the frequency of the earth and earthlings. Yeah, there's just a little bit of almost like resistance to wanting to drink in that Schumann resonance, like, It's almost got the energy of like when you feed a baby and they're like, I ain't opening up my mouth, you can't make me. And that's actually the belief system of you can't make me be here. You can't make me be here. And as we work with that essence of will, it's going back into times when you were quite small, age two. And digging in your heels. And we're working with that pattern of that digging in your heels. That someone else may have sort of over time overcome as they were insistence and persistence. And with it, releasing the essence or the energy of being beaten down by something external to you, by someone out there, so that you can find your essence of you, of your individuality, of your sovereignty, of your authenticity, and how it is you want to move in the world without that messaging. So, in a way, we're restoring what's below that fight of you can't make me. And as you release that fight energy and restore your functioning of you as a person, as an individual, fully contained human being within your own rights, sovereign soul and all, I see a few things happening. I see the core energy come alive and light up as it connects all the chakras. I see that linking into the Wei Qi and lighting up the body mind from chakras to Wei Qi, from the center to the edges. Linking into the tops of the shoulders of the outer edges. And I just hear the words, I forgive you. I forgive you. And you're welcome to lean into that as much or as little as you like. And we're going to tap this part out here. Again, invitation to breathe. As we bring this all in for a nice soft landing, letting yourself potentially stay right where you are if this feels good. If there's something lingering in the system, feeling kind of dangling, not quite settled, I invite you to attend or turn your mind to that resource that you found at the very beginning, either externally or inside of you. And I have another song. It's called As One. It's from the album Temple of Fire. And the artists are Shivali and Muji Mala, if I've said that right. It's a 4-minute song. And I invite you to move however feels right, if at all. You can definitely choose stillness as your movement for right now, if that's calling you.
Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Again, I thank you for calling this work in, calling this medicine in. And thank you for being here and being you. Oh my gosh, thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Mwah, mwah, mwah. All the love to you guys. And I look forward to our next month working together. We had the schedule out there, and you guys did that survey. So you may notice some time changes coming up soon in a little bit. And everyone seemed to voted for noon and 10. So I will likely shift the schedule just slightly to those time frames. So just take a look at the schedule, because it might be a little bit different than what you're used to, okay? And I'm going to double check it too. I can't remember if I made that change for this month or for August. So I'm going to take my own advice. And on that note, wish you all a most wonderful day and week ahead. Bye for now, y'all.